How would you like the government to filter your internet usage? Family style, children style, domestic style, or would you prefer the standard package? Well, internet users in Turkey will soon have to make that choice. Turkey often presents itself as the leading democracy in the Middle East, but free speech advocates say internet censorship there is among the heaviest in the world, and it's about to get worse. As Matthew Brunwasser reports from Istanbul, protesters gathered yesterday in cities across Turkey to express their opposition.
Thousands of protesters marched down İstiklal, Istanbul's main pedestrian street. They chanted and waved signs. One poster put a Turkish twist on Barack Obama's campaign slogan. It read, "Yes, we ban." These protesters were demanding that the Turkish government take its hands off the internet. The demonstrators considered the proposed new filters as just the latest step to tighten the government's control over the internet. Turkish officials say the filters are not about censorship. They are meant to protect children and families from harmful content. But protester Melike Özbek says the authorities can't be trusted.
The thing is, people do not know. That's the problem. With the government, they are lying all the time. To their own voters, their own people, they're lying all the time. It's a lie that they're not censoring. This is to show people that they are being fooled, to be able to create some sort of sparkling in their heads to check what's going on, really. Maybe then they will understand.
Not all of the protesters were internet-savvy youngsters. Gül Albay is 56. She said this was her first protest in more than 30 years. She only uses the internet for work, but Albay feels the filters proposal is scary.
This is really very, very bad. It's really big damage for freedom. Because internet is so big and so deep.
The new regulations are set to come into force on August 22nd. Users will have to choose one of four filters. One is called the family filter and another is for children. The domestic filter blocks all foreign sites, and the standard package will be the default. Yaman Akdeniz is a law professor at Bilgi University. He worries that Turkish authorities will use these filters to step up control of the internet.
And they're not telling us whether they will be monitoring people's internet habits or usage, because everyone will have a username and a password under this particular system.
The head of the Telecommunications Regulatory Agency, Tayfun Acarar, appeared on TV to deny that any filters would be mandatory. He said that the measures are meant only to enforce Turkish law.
Turkey is more transparent than many other countries regarding this issue. I want to emphasize this. When you go to a banned site in a European country, you see only a flag or a stop sign. But if a website is blocked in Turkey, it is always clearly stated when, why, and by which institution the page was banned.
Turkey has closed thousands of websites. One was Ekşi Sözlük, or Sour Dictionary, one of Turkey's first, biggest and freest online communities. The founder of Ekşi Sözlük, Sedat Kapinoğlu, says the authorities shut down the site because one user said he liked marijuana.
The whole website was banned because of one single entry under a single topic. And the ban took 2 months. We didn't know about the ban, actually, because we thought it was a technical problem.
Kapinoğlu says his website has 2 software developers and 5 lawyers. He's bracing for the financial impact of the filters.
Ekşi Sözlük contains mature content, so I don't think we will make it to family packet or children's packet. I don't think that'll happen. And I'm sure that will impact our revenue as well.
A nonprofit press freedom group has filed a lawsuit. It's seeking an injunction against the filters, based on administrative and constitutional violations. A court decision is expected by the end of June. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.
You can see a slideshow of yesterday's protests in Istanbul. It's at theworld.org.